USA Radio News.
Retiring Senate Appropriations Chair Democrat Patrick Leahy said Tuesday night that appropriators have reached a bipartisan, bicameral framework that, quote, should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriations bill that can pass the House and Senate and be signed into law by the president, end quote. There's no word yet on exactly how much money we're talking about. But appropriators have largely settled on an $858 billion defense budget in recent weeks. The move follows new inflation numbers being released.
The government released inflation numbers on Tuesday. On a year-to-year basis, inflation hit 7.1%, a slowdown from the 7.7% inflation rate in October, and lower than the 7.3% expected by analysts. On a monthly basis, inflation continued to rise at 0.1%. I'm Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve's policymaking arm is expected to raise interest rates 0.5% to try and slow inflation when it adjourns on Wednesday. The Federal Open Market Committee has raised rates in 6 straight meetings this year, and investors worry that another bump in rates would put the economy on a path to recession. President Biden, however, remains optimistic.
Food inflation slowed last month, providing much-needed relief for millions of families at the grocery store. This is welcome news for families across the country as they get ready for the holiday celebrations and for family dinners.
And the cost of a Costco membership is going up soon. Costco CFO Richard Galanti said so on an earnings call last week. Galanti didn't say how much the fee increase would be, but he did say a higher fee is a question of when, not if. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
When it comes to the economy, supply and demand can be citrusy bittersweet.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
New Zealand on Tuesday passed into law a unique plan to phase out tobacco smoking by imposing a lifetime ban on young people buying cigarettes. The law states that tobacco cannot ever be sold to anybody born on or after January 1st, 2009. Health authorities hope smoking will fade away before then. They've stated a goal of making New Zealand smoke-free by 2025. Back here at home, a missing golf champion was found dead after his community spent nearly a week searching for him in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. John Swoboda was last seen on Wednesday, December 7th. The 29-year-old vanished under suspicious circumstances and didn't bring a phone, ID, or any extra clothes when he left his home in Mount Juliet. On December 12th, police relayed that Swoboda was found dead in Nashville, and authorities there are conducting an investigation into his death. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.